News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. So much cooler online and so much cooler on Monday when Tasca King is here in the studio to talk to us this morning about ADX Digital Marketing.
Good morning. How are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good for Monday.
Good.
So this is online business right here, and I'm feeling very informed now. I've been doing this for a few months with Tasca, and every week she comes in and she helps educate me on all the different options for online advertising, which I thought I was pretty knowledgeable, but apparently not, because I have learned so many new things.
Well, now that you've learned so much, you know what that means.
That means I'm going to have to buy some advertising?
It means you have to go on sales calls with us.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that. I could be persuaded.
Okay.
As long as I had a little incentive, maybe.
Well, we're all about the incentives around here.
That's right. So we have so many different things. We've talked in the past about goals and strategies and the different options and the different products. Right. What would you like to touch on today?
Today we're going to talk about reporting.
Oh, okay.
So, and this is very important. When you choose a provider for your digital project, online campaigns, mm-hmm. you want to make sure that you're getting as much information as possible from the people you're doing business with.
Right.
So I want to give you an idea of all the different types of information and reports that we can help you with. Okay?
That sounds good.
So I'm going to start out with insight reports. Now, these are reports that we can do for you before your campaign. We've mm-hmm. got several different types that we can do before a campaign starts. Then we, of course, we do monthly reports when the campaign is live, and we'll talk about that in just a little while.
Okay.
So with an insight report, that will tell us about your customers. It tells us their age, their income, their ethnicity, how many children are in their household, the home value of the home they live in, and other psychographic information.
Mm-hmm.
So why is this important? Well, you probably know a lot about your customers, but this just gives you a better picture about your customers. Each individual customer, yes, but also lumped together as a general demographic for your average customer.
Well, it's very important because this is actual data, and it's not, we can guess as a business owner. You can kind of guess or have a sort of an idea in mind.
Exactly.
But when you're starting to strategize for your marketing, I think the thing that's beautiful about this is it can be very specific.
It can be. Now, there's two different ways we can do this report.
Mm-hmm.
The first way is if your business gives us your prospect list.
Okay.
And we do it based on a list that you give us. And this could be your regular customer, your current customer base, or your prospect base. Okay. And then the other type of report that we can do is just a foot traffic report.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even need you to give us anything for that.
Okay.
Other than we need your address, which we probably already know if we're talking to you,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
So just from gathering the foot traffic observed at the location, and that's, of course, based on the people that carry their cell phones into your business.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we can do a foot traffic report. If you do the foot traffic report, then it'll be a little more general, not quite as specific as if you provide us with a list.
Right.
And again, that list can either be your current customer base. I mean, it can just be maybe your top 20 customers if you have regular people that are in all the time. Or it can be a prospect list.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know sometimes it sounds a little creepy, but and it's not meant to be creepy. It's just meant to give you an idea of the people who are your customer, the people who could be your customer, and it gives us a better idea of how to market to them.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
You can get that information even before you make a decision.
Oh, yes. Yes, you can. Of course, the foot traffic report is going to be a lot more generic.
Mm-hmm.
General. Not generic, but general. And it's going to be based on the people that have recently been into your place of business.
Sure.
So that carried a cell phone into
mm-hmm.
your place of business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's an insight report. Then we also have several different research reports. Now, these reports can give you, the first report is called the Local Account Intelligent Report. That gives you an overview of the business and what you offer, as well as information about the business vertical.
Interesting. Okay.
So, and of course, all of this is compiled by all the data that is on the internet, that is online.
It's incredible.
So,
really.
You know, where people have talked about you, what you have posted on your website, what you're doing on social media, all these things together are combined to give you the local account intelligence report.
Mm-hmm.
The next report that we have is called a digital audit report, and that gives an overview of how your company's doing digitally.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of activity are you getting with your website? That kind of thing. What kind of activity are you getting with your social media? How active are you with your social media? Do you want to be more active? Do you need to cut back? You know, we can learn a lot of different things by doing a digital audit report. Common business terms report. That is going to give us a list of commonly used terms for your type of business.
Mm-hmm.
And then common business metrics. And that's a listing of the most commonly used metrics for your type of business. Again, that kind of will go hand in hand with that digital audit.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're talking metrics, you're talking about online.
Right.
And then the last research report is called the presentation report. Now, this is not the presentation where we present you with an advertising campaign. This presentation it combines all of these reports together, and it just teaches you about not only about your business, which you know about, but about your clientele that's coming in. And with the prospects and the people who are learning about your business online.
It's almost like when you do an inventory of your product or what you have. This is an inventory of your clients, really.
Sort of.
Yeah, to really get
of
a sense
clients,
of who do I
want
to target to.
Of your prospects,
mm-hmm.
of people that have interest in your vertical. We've mm-hmm. talked about verticals last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, say, for example, you're an attorney and you specialize in wills. Now, we may have information on people who are Googling about wills and different information about them. They may not have made contact with you yet, but they are actively learning online about wills.
Right.
And knowing where they are and how to get to them helps us then when it's time to start your campaign.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break on that note. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Chaska King is here talking about 80x digital marketing. If you have a question about some of the things she's mentioned this morning, feel free to comment or text in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Chaska King is here in the studio to tell us about 80X Digital. I find this whole inventory process really interesting. Yeah. As a former business owner, I would think this kind of information would be so valuable. I mean, not just for advertising, but for a lot of other reasons, too.
It is. A lot of times with certain verticals, you think you know who your prospect is.
Right.
But until you can do these reports and find out, you know, how maybe that's what my prospect was 10 years ago, but things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Times have changed. And whether or not you're seeing it in your store, it means it changed nationally.
Right.
Or globally. And it may not have changed in your store if you've not made a lot of changes in your store. So it's good to know what's going on, you know. A lot of people I know, you know, older business owners, businesses that have been around for years and they haven't, you know, passed the torch. They don't want to make a lot of changes.
Mm-hmm.
But the world's changing around them. So
true, so true.
If you're one of these people or maybe you have moved into a position where someone has decided to set back and retire and they did things an old school way and
mm-hmm.
it's time to look at the new way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
These are things you need to look at.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. The last pre-campaign report I want to talk about are co-op reports. Now, co-op used to be a really big deal with radio and television.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when you have a brand that you carry in your business. And this is specifically for retail, really. And that brand helps you pay for your advertising, okay? Like I said, it used to be a really big deal in radio and television, and it has kind of, over the last 10 years, started to fade away a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We still do it some with a lot of tire companies still help a lot with radio. And there's, you know, some appliance companies. Flooring used to be a big one.
Right.
but that but they have stepped back from radio a little bit. But mm-hmm. they are all about digital. And let me tell you, what's really interesting to me is I have seen some of these brands offering 125% co-op. So what does that mean? Well, let's say, and this is these are hypothetical numbers, but let's say, for example, your business spends $50,000 a year with one particular brand,
mm-hmm.
and you get a co-op program of 5%, okay? So that's what? 10% would be $5,000. So that's $2,500, right? Mm-hmm. Did I do my math right?
I think so.
Okay. So $2,500 you've got to spend on advertising
mm-hmm.
if it's a 100% co-op plan. Now, a lot of your our radio and TV have cut that back to 50%. Sometimes they even say, hey, we'll just credit your next invoice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a wash that way. But with digital, they really want you to move to digital. So a lot of them are saying, yes, we'll pay. We'll do 100%. We'll, you do a $2,500 campaign, we'll pay for all of it. Or some of them have even got plans of 110% or 125%. So if you've got brands in your store, and it doesn't matter what you're spending. I'm not saying you have to be spending $50,000 with each brand by any means. But if let us look it up for you,
mm-hmm.
and we can find the plan. And we can tell you, this one's got 125% plan. This one's got 100% plan. Let's look at what you're spending. And are you using those co-op dollars to the best of your ability? Now, if you're just taking that credit, you're taking 100% credit. But what if you got 125% co-op plan?
Mm-hmm.
So that means that $2,500 now is $2,500 plus another, what, $600 or something, somewhere in that range?
loosely.
So, let us help you with that. Let mm-hmm. us pull these plans or run a report for the different brands that you have in your store
mm-hmm.
and see if we can find a plan that would work great for you that would get your advertising campaign paid for, or at least part of it paid for.
No, it would make perfect sense, especially since it's out there and available to you. Why not take advantage of it?
Exactly. Most co-op plans expire based on your fiscal year. And, of course, a fiscal year for different companies can be any quarter of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, technically, you've got co-op brands that just expired the end of March.
Right.
You might have one, depending on your fiscal year or your brand's fiscal year. You might have one that expires the end of June. You might have one that expires the end of September, and so on.
Right.
So, but let us pull these reports for you and find out, do you have any money available to you to spend on an advertising program that maybe you don't have to pay for at all?
That's a no-brainer.
Exactly.
That would be something I would look into right away.
Exactly.
I didn't even realize those were still available.
They are.
That's
amazing. They are, especially for digital.
That's great.
Okay, so the last report I want to talk about are your monthly reports. These are the reports that we do at the end of every month as your campaign is running.
Oh, that's great.
And please remember, the first month of every campaign, we're going to come out and sit with you and go over that report with a fine-tooth comb
mm-hmm.
and answer all of your questions, explain all of the different things that you're learning about how your campaign is working for you.
And you can see which of the strategies are working or not working.
Right. We can make adjustments if we need to. So that's, we're hearing that there are other companies out there that don't do these reports
mm-hmm.
or that they just email a report and it's up to you to figure out how to understand it. But we don't do that. We'll meet with you every month if you want to,
mm-hmm.
but we're definitely going to meet with you the first couple of months to make sure you understand how to read that report.
And make sure it's working for you.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And once we start seeing something going on with a report that we're not happy with, we may be calling you with suggestions. Saying,
right.
Hey, let's look at making a couple changes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is really great. So if someone did want to reach you, how do they go about doing that?
Okay, they call the radio station here, and that number is 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000, and ask for Jeff Wayne, and he will connect you with one of our digital specialists.
All right. We're talking with Tasca King about ADX Digital and all the opportunities available to you. If you have a question, you can always text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple minutes after the break. This is Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Monday with Tasca King talking about ADX Digital. So many options here. I love these reports. I was not aware that we even did that. So this is another new thing I've learned.
They're really cool. And, you know, if you want to learn something about your business, learn a little bit about your, not necessarily your business, but your clientele, whether it's your prospect list or where it's your current customer base or just your foot traffic, you know, give us a call. Let us just sit down and go, you know, run these reports for you. And
is there
bring
a
them
fee
back
for each report or anything like that?
No, these reports, there's no cost for any of these reports.
Okay.
Just like there's no cost for that initial meeting where we sit down and show you the different products and the strategies and what's going to work best for you. It's just educate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know you're busy.
Right.
We're all busy.
That's the whole point of doing this.
But the whole purpose is to either get you busier or make things easier for you so that you can take care of customers all the time.
Okay, and if you just joined us talking with Tasca King on ADX Digital, she's certainly our expert on online advertising. And we've, in previous shows, have talked about all the different products, the different strategies and goals. So today we've been talking about getting ready, trying to decide how and what do I do with all of these different options. I did not realize that you did like a pre-insight report. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, it is.
It makes perfect sense.
It is. It's just great information, like I said, whether you move forward with a campaign or not, it's great information to have.
Absolutely.
I'm happy to share it with you.
Absolutely.
You know, when we talked about the reports at the after that first month, just to give you an idea of some of the information that you get, of course you're going to see how many impressions of your ad ran during the month. You're also going to see how many people clicked on your ad during the month. You're going to see how many people made a conversion. Well, what's a conversion? Well, that is when they go to your website and they do something.
Mm-hmm.
How many people saw your ad and then just went to the website without clicking on your ad?
Wow.
We're
going to
tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different things that we'll be able to tell you. We'll be able to tell you websites that your ad was served on. We'll be able to tell you what kind of devices were your ads seen on, cell phones or on tablets or on PCs, or, personal computers, or were they on television if you're running video?
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many different things that you're going to learn from these reports. And we encourage you to take advantage of these pre-campaign reports. Let us run these reports for you and learn, just like I said, learn about not only your client base, but your foot traffic in your store or your prospect base.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's also helpful. So you have that when you're going into it. You decide on a strategy. And then a month later, you take an inventory again. Is this strategy working?
Right.
And if it's not, what can we do or where do we adjust it? Because you can tweak all of these things, correct?
Absolutely.
So to me, that's remarkable, having been in the advertising world for businesses for years.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of hoped they'd see that ad on 98 on the billboard. And so now you're not playing a guessing game anymore.
That's right.
Okay, so the information on who to contact.
Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000, and he will connect you with one of our digital experts, and we'll come out and meet with you, and we'll run a report for you, or whatever you want to learn, we'll help you learn it.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Talking with Tasca King this morning about ADX Digital. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back again with you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Have a great day.